It's the Phillies and the Marlins on Memorial Day starting a series in Miami. Jeremy Hellickson starting for the Phillies. It's a scoreless game, bottom of the third. D. Gordon is in the batter's box, and he's got a man on second.
They're into the corners, and a ground ball hit towards first. It's a fair ball inside the bag. It'll roll down the line. It'll give the Marlins a 1-0 lead. Gordon flying into second, now puts on the brakes as Saunders brings it back in. Right-hander delivers. And a swing and a ground ball up the middle. There's a base hit. And D. Gordon coming around third. He'll be waved to the plate. The throw home is not in time. Strong throw from Altair, but a little bit to the right of the plate. Rupp catching and trying to get the tag on Gordon. Could not. And it's 2-0 Miami. Meanwhile, Stanton takes second on the throw.
You really think you're going to throw D. Gordon out?
Breaking ball grounded to third under the glove of Dietrich. It's into left. In to score is Hellickson, stopping at third Hernandez, and Altair is aboard at first base. That ball was a rocket.
Yeah, it was.
1-0. Swing and a high drive, deep right field. Going back, Saunders at the track, at the wall, it is gone. Derek Dietrich with his second home run of the season. He launches it into the Marlins bullpen. And it's now a 4-1 Miami lead.
The Marlins put together their first two-game winning streak since April 23rd after a 4-1 win on Memorial Day over the Phillies. Edison Volquez picks up his first win of the season, and he snaps 16 consecutive starts without a win going back to last year when he was a member of the Royals. The Marlins bullpen throws three scoreless innings, allowing just a hit and striking out six. Jeremy Hellickson drops to 5-3. He allowed four runs in six innings. The four earned runs is the most Hellickson has allowed to Miami in one game since 2013.